This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. United Nations experts called on Thursday for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, saying time was running out for Palestinian people there who find themselves at grave risk of genocide.
The Turkish-Palestinian Friendship Hospital in Gaza City reportedly ran out of fuel yesterday and was forced to stop most of its activities, rendering 70 cancer patients at serious risks.
The White House is exploring the idea of pauses to help civilians in Gaza and is working with Israel to minimize casualties, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This, again, is a crossfire, quite literally, of Hamas's making. The fact that it cynically and monstrously, deliberately, has people, men, women, and children, as human shields, puts its command posts, puts its leadership, puts its fighters, puts its weapons, puts its munitions underneath hospitals or even inside them, schools, mosques, makes this incredibly challenging. But we have to rise to that responsibility.
Hamas said Israeli claims that Hamas fighters were based in hospitals were lies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In the West Bank, Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder says masked Israeli settlers are shooting Palestinians.
Armed settlers from outposts above the village no longer aim low when they fire at their Palestinian neighbors, according to resident Mohammed Wadi. They shoot to kill now, he says. Wadi's own father and brother were shot dead on October 12th, according to two Reuters witnesses and three other people present, when armed settlers and soldiers stopped this funeral cortege, which they'd joined, for three other Palestinians from the village killed by settlers the day before.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder. This is VOA News. Guerrillas from Colombia's National Liberation Army rebels are responsible for kidnapping the parents of Liverpool football player Luis Diaz last weekend. That's according to the government. They put it out in a statement Thursday. The incident could threaten ongoing peace talks between ELN and the government. FBI agents searched the home of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' chief election campaign fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, on Thursday, and she was questioned by public corruption investigators. Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. both testified on Thursday that they had no involvement with documents that a judge has ruled were fraudulently manipulated to inflate the value of their father Donald Trump's business. Both are executives in the company and are testifying in the company's fraud trial. Record-breaking winds in France and across much of Western Europe left at least five people dead and injured. VOA's Jeff Custer reports that Storm Kieran charged through the continent overnight and into Thursday.
Vast numbers of people were plunged into darkness. Homes were devastated and travel was disrupted in several countries. Roofs were torn from homes in the Channel Islands, where gusts of more than 160 kilometers per hour were reported amid severe travel disruption in several countries. French Transport Minister Clément Beaune said a truck driver was killed when its vehicle was hit by a tree in northern France's inland Aisne region. Another person was badly injured at a university in the northern city of Robert, and 15 other people were hurt around western and northern France. Seven of the injured were emergency workers. Meanwhile, hundreds of schools stayed closed in the English coastal communities of Cornwall and Devon. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The World Meteorological Association in Geneva reports the world is warming at a faster rate than at any point in recorded history. Lisa Schlein reports it warns climate change threatens to reverse decades of progress toward better health and well-being,
particularly in the most vulnerable communities. WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas says the countries most at risk from climate change are in Africa and South Asia, where it fuels vector-borne diseases such as dengue and malaria. He says food insecurity is growing, and increasingly more frequent heat waves are worsening the impact of extreme weather events. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday warned Sudan's paramilitary force against what Washington called an imminent large-scale attack in North Darfur's capital, where thousands are seeking refuge from the fighting. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.